Welcome to Pacific University Study Abroad podcast. My name is Soichiro Matahira, and today we'll be talking to Morisa Thomas, who studied abroad in Australia. Thank you for coming, Morisa.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to share my experience, so I hope you can take something from it.
Why did you choose to go to Australia?
Well, I chose to go to Australia because I wasn't able yet to go to a Spanish-speaking country or because that's the language that I was studying in college. And because I wasn't far enough in that class yet to go to a Spanish-speaking country. So my choices were either London, Ireland, or Australia, and I figured that it would be easier to go to Europe in the future. And so I wanted to try some place that that it would be less accessible to go to later on in my life.
What was your image of Australia, and has it changed after you went there?
Well, my initial image was that it was a very, very culture enriched in surfing and that whole aspect of beach life and very laid back and easygoing. However, where I went in Australia, there it wasn't as big of a surf culture, I guess you could say. And so that was a little different, well, just from what people had told me about Australia and what I was to expect. And I expected it to be more hot throughout the whole country, but it's so big. It's as big as the U.S. And just like the U.S., it's very different throughout in different areas. And so where I was, I went in February through June, and that goes into their winter time. And so most of the time I was there, I was wearing pants and a sweatshirt. So I wasn't necessarily expecting to encounter such cold weather. And there was more crime than I had expected there would be. Yeah, there were a couple instances even when males were getting attacked by females at the bus stop or at the train stop. So needless to say, that was a little blow to their ego. And just, it was a good reality shock too, just to realize that it can happen to anybody, whether you're male or female. So that was definitely interesting too. And the accent was always fun. Oh, can I tell a quick story that's really funny?
Sure, why not?
The second day I was at my school, just this reminded me about when we were talking about accents. And you never really expect yourself to have an accent until you go somewhere and you're the person that's the minority. And I was walking down the road and there's this van that stopped by and asked me for directions. And granted, it was the first day when I was on campus. And so, but I did know only one building, and that was the one building that they asked me. So it was perfect. But so I gave them directions and they're like, oh, thank you so much. And then they started to roll up their window and they're like, oh, and by the way, we like your accent. And I was like, what? What, are you kidding me? I don't have an accent. You have an accent. Because it's only my second day there. So I wasn't used to it yet. So anyways, that's my little story. Okay.
Did you experience any culture shock?
Well, no, I didn't feel like when I went to Australia, I experienced culture shock at all. Because a lot of people, I mean, there were a lot of differences. But there were a lot of similarities too, and I didn't feel like I was an outsider and everybody was looking at me because I was different. But like there were some little things that were pretty, there were some differences that were pretty consistent throughout Australia, and something like that would be like tea time, which I didn't really experience as much in America or in the U.S., but tea is definitely something that is very much a part of their culture, and just learning about that was interesting. And
what was your most surprising story?
Okay, so something that was surprising to me, at least, was one of my roommates was from Australia, and I lived with five other students in the apartment that I was living in. Two from Germany, one from Australia, one from Canada, and one from Hong Kong, and myself. And, well, I'm going to tell a different story now. Okay, so this story, it was just kind of cool, speaking of all of my roommates, at least. It was pretty cool that despite all of our differences and where we all came from, we were able to get along really well. And every so often, we would have culture nights, and everybody would cook their own culture's food. And so that was really fun. It might not be so surprising, maybe just the fact that surprising in the fact that we could all get along so well, without, and having our, common language being English, but, and just learning about other people's cultures and, their different types of food that they liked. And it was cool because it reminded them of home, being away from home, and then they got to talk about it too. So that was just cool. Okay, so another interesting story would be when I went to my roommate's house. It was, she was Australian, and she lived on a farm. And so after school was over, which they called uni was over, we went to her farm, and we just got to ride in her tractor. Her dad was sowing seeds and preparing the land for the seeds. And so that was pretty cool. And driving, it was interesting because the equivalent of deer, in at least in Oregon anyways, would be to their kangaroo. And so when we would be driving down the road, there would be kangaroo hopping along the road too. So, but that wasn't daily occurrence. That was when you would go further into the middle. And where I stayed most of my time was on the coast. So anyways, yeah, that was fun to see in the wild, I guess, besides the zoo. Okay, here's another story. This was pretty cool. A friend of mine from high school was also studying abroad in Australia. And she was a good friend. But we hadn't seen each other for 3 years after we had graduated from high school. And I found out that she was studying abroad in Australia, about an hour and a half away from where I was. So the last night that she was there, I took the train up to visit her in Sydney. And it was just kind of crazy because the first time I had seen her in 3 years happened to be in Australia. And it was just crazy that it took us 3 years to actually see each other, and we couldn't even see each other in our own hometown, you know, but we had to go all the way to Australia to finally meet up again. So that was kind of cool, and just to see how she was doing. And it's cool how study abroad can bring you closer to your friends again and meet up with really interesting people and find connections that you had but then it lost, and then you were able to make them again. So that was pretty cool.
Can you talk about the school you went?
I'd love to. So, okay. So the school I went to was the University of Wollongong in the city of Wollongong in Australia. The campus was beautiful campus. It was very green, and there were always animals out on the lawn and a whole bunch of birds of different kinds, and they would always make so much noise that it was really cool at the same time. And people in Australia are very environmentally aware and about how they live. And so there's always a good push for that on campus. But as far as students go, they were very friendly, very nice. And but not everybody. I mean, there's always going to be people who are kind and who aren't so kind and who would rather not see Americans. But in general, people were pretty friendly. And as far as teachers go, at least most of my experience with the teachers, since it was a much bigger school, at least than Pacific, was that they weren't always as helpful. And the grading system is very different in Australia. So an equivalent to an A in the U.S. would be 75% there or higher. And no, excuse me, 85% or higher. So if you got 85%, that was you were pretty much brilliant. So, and then in the U.S., that's just kind of considered, at least at the collegiate level, you're doing pretty good, but you could always do better. So that was different. So most people just wanted to get at least a 50%, and they are happy with that. So there's a different mentality about grades. And also, I think and that also stemmed from teachers not necessarily being as willing to help you succeed, and it was almost like they were trying to weed people out more instead of encouraging them to do better. They just wanted to see who already was good at what they were studying, kind of. So that was a little frustrating, and I was really thankful for the teachers at Pacific when I got back. Or at least when you're away, you realize what you do really enjoy about where you came from. So, yeah.
Can you talk about the classes you took?
Okay. The classes I attended were philosophy and sociology of Australian society, Spanish 201. That was interesting. Biological psychology and learning.
Did you feel you're in a different country? Because they also speak English, so I'm curious if you felt you're in a different country when you're in Australia.
Actually, even though the accent was there and they had different social traditions, it took me a really long time to feel like I was in Australia. Like, when I looked at a map, I would point to the city where I was in, and I was like, I'm standing here. And it was really weird because it didn't feel like I was in a whole different country, and I was 8,000 miles away, or however far away it is. And so I knew I was in a different country, but it didn't really feel like I was in a different country.
What do you think about American culture now? And has it changed after you studied abroad?
Well, I'd have to say that once coming back, or my view of American culture didn't really change that much, but what I realized was that people could be a lot more environmentally conscious of how they choose to live, and just be more aware of our natural resources and how to conserve them better, because it's possible.
Did you feel like a foreigner when you're in Australia?
Not really. I'm sure if I was at a different location, I probably would have felt more like a foreigner, but it's not like I went to a country that, like if I had gone to Chile or Africa or something, I would look very different than the majority of the people there. And plus everybody spoke English, and so even though they had an accent, it was a little easier to mask how strong your American accent was. And also another big factor why I didn't feel like a foreigner was that I saw Americans every day I was there, and that's probably why I didn't necessarily feel like I was so far away from home, because I lived near Americans, and there was always somebody on campus or in your class that was from America as well. So or at least the U.S. and or Canada. So, and they couldn't really figure out who you were. So if you wanted to be, avoid the whole political view of Americans, then you could say you're Canadian, and people wouldn't necessarily bother you so much. So that was kind of funny. But I didn't really feel like a foreigner there. They were pretty accepting too. So I'm sure if there was stronger feelings of dislike and hatred towards Americans, I probably would have felt more like a foreigner, because I wouldn't really feel like I was accepted.
So people didn't stare at you? Because I talked to people who studied abroad in Japan and Chile, and they said people stared at them all the time. But from you, I don't hear anything like that.
No, not really. I think people just more assumed that I was from America, and where I went there, if you didn't hear anybody speak, then it was really hard to tell whether they were from Australia or from America, besides their clothing, which could indicate whether you were living or if you were from Australia or not. But generally, after other Americans would see how their culture was and the clothing that they wore and the jewelry that they wore and how they did their hair, it was a lot easier to blend in. And so people didn't stare hardly at all.
Do you think you've changed through study abroad?
I would say yes. I think every experience you have, you can take something from it and grow and learn from it. And study abroad was a really good time in my life to meet new people and to explore more of how I wanted to live my life and the areas I wanted to focus more in. I think before I left, I was really putting not a lot of pressure on myself, but I think I had high expectations that I would change more than I actually did. Or I just figured that when I would be away from America, I would figure out my whole life plan and everything would be clear. But that wasn't the case. And that's okay, though, because I still learned a lot, but just not those major life epiphanies that you sometimes have of like, wow, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I think I was expecting that, and it didn't happen, but it was still okay, and I still did learn a lot and made really good friends, and I actually just received an email and pictures from a friend that I'd met, and I got a package in the mail just, well, my it got sent to my home, so but it's coming to the mail to me tomorrow from my mom, so from friends I had met. So it was more of what I experienced in Australia was that people either chose to travel a lot while they were there, but it was kind of a balanced system, because either if you traveled, then you didn't make as good of friends because you were gone so much, or you chose to stay more on campus and you made stronger friendships and didn't travel as much. So either way, it's just whatever somebody was expecting, but I did the latter and stayed more on campus and did smaller trips and made some really good friends. So, and I think they'll last a lifetime. So that was definitely a big change, because people constantly help make you who you are. So yeah, that'll last forever.
Do you want to go back to Australia sometime in your future?
I would love to go to Australia again. That is if I had the money, because there's still so much to see and there's so much to learn from. And my roommate made me promise that if she got married, then I'd have to come back for her wedding. So I guess I'm coming back eventually one day, but who knows when.
When did you decide to study abroad?
I decided that I wanted to study abroad when I was in high school, actually. When I was growing up, we had a lot of exchange students live at our house from other cultures and countries. And so growing up, I always thought that that was part of college. And so I knew that was something I really wanted to do. And one of the things that actually drew me to Pacific was that they had such a good study abroad program. And they helped pay for your ticket and your plane ticket. And they just made it really easy to go. And if you wanted to go to another country that they didn't offer, you were able to make the necessary arrangements to do that. So, yeah. And then when I got to college, I planned out my schedule with all my classes to make sure that I'd be able to go and not miss anything.
Did you like food in Australia?
Yeah, I did. It was really, well, there were some very similar things to American food. I'd say they're a little more health conscious, and there was a lot of influence from Asian cultures just because Asia is so close. And so there was a lot of Indian food and a lot more Thai and Chinese and Japanese food. And they also have really good candy. I know it sounds really weird, but they have really good chocolate. It's not the same. And yeah, so, and they had really good, no, I promise you, it's really good. And they had really good like gummy candies. And everybody who visited always brought food back for their families, because it was very different. And the interesting thing is, when you come back, Australia is so far away, and it's so secluded, kind of, because it's not touching any other country. And so when we came back from Australia, I was talking to some of my friends that had also gone and that I had studied abroad with, and we all couldn't believe that we really had gone to study abroad. It felt like a dream, because there's nothing here that reminded us of Australia, because, I mean, when you're there, you don't feel like you're that far away, but when you leave it and come back to America, you realize how far away you really were and the differences, and it just becomes more clear, and you miss those little things like their candy or the smell when you walk down the street or little things like that, and just the people that you see and the accent and the birds that would wake you up at 7 a.m. and because they were so loud, but or the weather. And so
where did you go when you were in Australia, and how did you get places? Can you talk about it?
Sure. I didn't travel as much as I would have liked to, just as far as my budget went, but I was able to go to Whit Sunday Islands, which is, and I took the train to get to Sydney and then took a plane to get to the Whitsundays and then took a bus to get exactly where we were going. And then, but an interesting thing is when we went there, we stayed in hostels, and which is a great way for students to travel, but because it's so inexpensive. But the only thing that I would caution people to remember or be aware of is that people know that that's where students are staying and that they're traveling, so they have money on them. And there were robberies. And I remember one morning I was with a couple of my friends. There was a guy, he didn't look like he was mischievous at all, but he'd actually stolen my friend's wallet. It was the day before we were supposed to leave, and she needed her money and her credit card and her student ID, and everything that identified her was stolen. And so we're searching, and one of my friends went to run after him to try and get it, and we were searching because we weren't sure if he took it because we didn't see him. But I think it was early in the morning, so we were asleep, but we thought something was odd about the situation. And so we were searching and searching, and he actually took her wallet and threw it in the trash can. What we thought was that he was planning to come back and get it afterwards. And so that was definitely surprising. And so that was a really cool place too. It was a nice little break. And then closer places to Wollongong that I went, just to the local areas. But I would have really liked to have gone to the Uluru, which is the in the desert. And it's a very sacred place to the Aborigines, the native people there. And so, there was so much to see there. And that was only on the East Coast. So I would have loved to have gone to the West Coast as well. But yeah, the easiest way to travel is if you have the convenience of flexibility, then you can get really inexpensive flights. And so the easiest way to travel is by air, especially since it's so big.
Do you have any advice for people who are thinking about study abroad in the future?
To go with an open mind and to realize that there's so much to learn about another culture and about yourself. And also, you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a really good experience either. Some people think that they need a lot of money to have a true study abroad experience, but just spending time with friends and really getting to know people has, I think, just as an advantageous experience. And also don't be afraid of how much it costs initially, because it's still a good experience either way. Oh, that's funny.
Thanks, Marisa, for talking about your experiences.
I'm glad that I was able to share my experience with you. Thanks for asking such good questions.